Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, baby, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. I mean, thank you, Thomas Miles. That's right. This week, you're Thomas Miles. All right. Subject, please leave me alone in the morning, please. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 50 years old, and I've been in an open relationship with my man for almost 20 years. Instead of cheating on one another, we do what we do and keep it 100 at all times. It works for us, so people can judge us all they want to. I get so tired of my man at times, and I'm glad I can go and release my tension elsewhere. It's not always about sex either. I have a soul tie with another man, and he's just as special as my live-in partner. I have to keep him satisfied and nurture that relationship, and it's wearing me thin. I work from home, and my live-in wakes up at 4:30 in the morning to start his day. He's a morning person, meaning he's the type to want sex when he rolls over every morning. That used to not be a problem until I started dealing with my other man more regularly. He also likes sex in the morning, and when I meet him a few days a week for breakfast, I sometimes have to forgo the sex because I've already been thoroughly pleased for the day. It has gotten to the point where I have to ask both of the men if they could please leave me alone in the morning. It's like the older they got, the more they want sex, and I'm just the opposite. I enjoy the connections with them over the sex. I know my live-in has a great woman that he spends the night with sometimes, so that takes the pressure off of me. But the other man in my life is only having sex with me and only me. He is hopeful that I will come to my senses and be his wife one day soon. But I'm cool with the arrangement. All I need is more peaceful mornings. How do I create balance for both relationships without slighting one of them? Please advise. Oh, okay. This is what you signed up for, right? I mean, an open relationship. This is what you do in open relationships. You said out of your own mouth that this works for you. You've been doing this for 20 years. 20 years. That's a very, very long time. Who wouldn't be tired? Okay. Here's the thing about life, though. It is ever changing. You are 50 now. You are changing. You're slowing down a little bit. Things change. Circumstances change. Feelings change. The only thing that doesn't change are the facts. And the facts are that you are in an open relationship, and pretty much anything and everything goes in these types of situations. You know that. But remember, you said this works for you. Guess what? No, it doesn't. Not anymore. I mean, you can't keep up with
Shirley.
You can't keep up with this unrealistic pace. You have changed. I told you that. It's way too much for you now. And because you're in an open relationship that, quote, works for you, you said it, you're allowed to bring other people in. So you're sleeping with another man now who's wearing you out. You're getting worn out. You said they just won't leave you alone in the morning. So for all we know, you guys are like doing it right now. I mean, this is a morning show. I don't even want to think about that. But really, it's always going on in the morning. So, but you said it works for you. I say stop all of this. You can do that. It's time for a change. How much longer are you going to put yourself through this? Surely not another 20 years. I say it's time for you to close this open relationship. Steve.
You better talk, Shirley. Now, you told some truth today. Man, I wish I had thought of that line you came over. You better tell the truth. You said it worked for you. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. This ain't working for you. The whole damn letter, stupid. Let me open by just saying this. I don't care about the letter. I don't care about you. And I don't care about none of this foolishness. This ain't working for nobody but them. Stupid foolishness. Yo old ass. Let me tell you something. 50 is old for this foolishness here. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now. You pulling this at 50 and been doing it for 20 years, it's old, you old, and it done got old. That's an age limit for all this ignorant mess you doing. So stupid behind. I can't stand people like this. And they're going to write in on the national show like, we got some help for you. We ain't doing this. We don't know what to tell you. Nobody in no damn open relationship. You in a situation. That ain't no relationship. Relationships is when you have relations with people and you can relate to them. You're relating to everybody. So stupid behind. You set up in here and you got this man that y'all stay with. And you get tired of him sometime. Okay, there you go. I thought it was working for you. And I can go over, release my tension elsewhere else. Well, now, it ain't always about sex. Well, what are you over there releasing? Huh? When you go to release your tension and it ain't about sex, tell me what it is. But y'all over there playing dominoes? What? Now, I'll tell you what's wrong. And then you say, I have a soul tie with another man and he's just as special as my live-in partner. What? Soul tie? Y'all having sex? This ain't no soul tie. It's the same thing you got as your live-in. All y'all seeing who y'all want to see. And now you tied. You know why? Because you old. You old and woe out. Dating,
all right, hold that thought, Steve.
Your old tail.
As much as I
out.
Hate to say that.
It ain't even fresh tail no more. You just woe out.
We'll have part two
tail.
Of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, please leave me alone in the morning. We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, please leave me alone in the morning.
Recap this ignorant-ass letter. This old-ass woman that wrote in, she 50. And I'm not saying 50's old. But for this type of thing right here, this old. You too old for this. You should have tried this in your 20s. But oh, no, you've been doing it for 20 years. You just old. Ragged ass letter. You done call in here with this ragged ass story. Now you want me and Shirley to help you. Dear Steve and Shirley, leave our name off the paper from now on. Call us with this foolishness. We don't know how to help you through this here. We ain't in no relationship like that. I'm in a real relationship. My relationship closed off. Seal, got nails in the coffin. Mortar up at the door. It's airtight. Can't get nothing else in here. You sitting up in here, been 20 years with the same man. Y'all do what y'all want to do. He got somebody. And you, sometimes your man get on your nerves. And, you know, you're going to talk about, so people can judge us all they want. Well, okay. Well, here comes some more judging. Because you wrote in. Now, here comes some more damn judging.
Okay.
I get so tired of my man at times. Well, okay. So I got glad I can go somewhere and release my tension. So you want to go somewhere and have sex. That's what this is. It's not always about sex. Yes, it is. What else is you doing over there to release tension? What, is you going over there to wash dishes? What? What, is you out there taking out the garbage? How you releasing tension? What, you washing this car for? You just a lie.
This car?
You over there having sex with this man. And then sitting here talking about, I have a soul tie with another man, and he's just as special as my live-in partner. Now, Lord, have mercy, lady. Make up your rabbit-ass mind. You got a live-in partner and a soul tie with a man that's just as special as your live-in partner. Here you come sitting up in here. I got to keep him satisfied and nurture that relationship, and it's wearing me thin. No, it ain't thin. Out. Then woe your ass out. You ain't wrapped thin no more. Can't keep this up. You 50. I work from home, and my live-in wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, start his day. He a morning person, and he got to have that type of sex to want when he roll over every morning. Okay? And then that used to not be a problem. Then you started dealing with your other man on a regular, and he likes sex, too, in the morning. And when I meet him a few days a week for breakfast, I sometimes have to forego the sex because I already been thoroughly pleased for the day. What?
What?
What? What? So everywhere you go, somebody trying to do you. You can't go no damn where without somebody trying to do you. Man, that's a lot of damn pressure right there.
It is.
If everywhere you go, you woke up, somebody did you. You gonna meet the other one for breakfast, he wanna do you. Then you get back home, and lo and behold, here his ass is again.
For 20 years?
20 years it is to wore her old ass out. It's gotten to the point where I've had to ask both of my men if they could please leave me alone in the morning. Why don't you leave them alone? You stupid. It ain't them. They messing with you because they like using you because that's what you are. You the dumpster. You got two men dumping on you. And more than that. Because you've been doing it for 20 years. This is just another one. This one you're telling us about. So girl, please, come on now. Let me finish you off. I know my live-in has a great woman that he spends the night with sometimes, and that takes the pressure off. What?
Yeah, what? They're open, so that
he got a great woman that he spends time with, and he's been the night. What? The hell going on over here? But the other man in my life is only having sex with me and only me. You stupid. You think, let me ask you something. You think he know you live with this man and know you having sex with him. And you having sex with him, but sometime at breakfast you have to forego the sex. And you telling me, Steve Harvey, that this man is just having sex with you and only you. You dumb, just like the rest of this damn letter is. You dumb, just like the rest of this damn letter. You one stupid woman. If you think this man is just having sex with you, are you lost your mind? And you said he has a high sex drive. You coming over for breakfast and you too tired because you got wore out. Girl, bye. He is hopeful that I will come to my senses and be his wife one day soon. Oh, no, that's what he told you. Wait a minute. That's what he told you. Wait a minute, hold up, lady.
Yeah.
You think that this man wants you to come to your senses and be his wife?
That's what girl, he said.
Girl, no, that's what he said. We have no advice for you.
Post your comments.
Keep on doing
today.
What you're doing until you wear the. Let me tell you, when I come back, I'm going to tell you one other thing about this relationship. Shirley, I just want to say one thing, then you can
one
do your
thing.
Break.
Yeah. Okay, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.